Many current smokers who are invited to make an attempt to quit turn down the invitation, a study published recently in the New England Journal of Medicine shows. In fact, only 20% of the 6,000 smokers queried joined in the study. Enid Neptune, a lung expert and tobacco activist at Johns Hopkins, isn't surprised.
Some of it is a reflection of how inadequate our smoking cessation programs are in this country. When someone who is a lifelong smoker, when they hear, "We'd like for you to try our product to stop smoking," I think they have a very healthy degree of skepticism as to whether that's even achievable. What I do believe is that the vast majority of smokers wish they hadn't started, and the vast majority of smokers would like to quit.
Neptune says we do know how to help smokers quit, but must take a multifactorial approach to improve the odds. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.